Preparations are well underway for the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, which gets underway in the Western Bohemian spa town at the end of next week. On Tuesday, the organizers revealed this year's star guests, including Oscar-winning actor-director Mel Gibson, who will receive a Crystal Globe for Lifetime Achievement, and actresses Laura Dern and Fanny Ardant. Soon after the announcement, Ian Willoughby discussed this year's visitors with Artistic's director Karel Och. He began by asking him to characterize the main competition at the 49th Karlovy Vary.
I would love to sit on the jury because now me and my colleagues, after we've seen all the films in competition and we've chosen them, select them, we're very excited about it. So we're certain that the jury will find them at least interesting and worth discussion. And there are many films from the post-East Bloc, which is something we're very happy about, because post-Soviet countries, Central Eastern Europe, Central Asia are the territories which we've been focusing on for a long time now. And then the fact that there are so many movies from these parts means that the producers know about it and can and want to use Karlovy Vary as the launching place for their new films.
One of the festival's best-known categories is East of the West. Did you argue about which films would go into which category, the main competition or East of the West?
Not really, because, I mean, there is a clear distinction between these two categories. The East of the West competition is focused on first and second films of clearly filmmakers who are at the beginning of their career, in whom we see a very, very strong talent and potential. Whereas the main competition is focusing on films which are more developed, more sophisticated, more complex works of previously awarded filmmakers, etc.
There are hundreds of films being screened as every year. But the thing that people want to know, I think, the listeners, is what are the films that they absolutely mustn't miss?
Well, there's one film which I'm thinking about ever since I saw it about 5 weeks ago in Cannes, and it's called The Tribe. And it's the Ukrainian first film by Miroslav Slaboshpitsky. And it's a film with deaf-mute characters who are part of the sort of a boarding school. And then we see a young boy, deaf-mute young boy, who joins this really, really rough and strange collective of people. And the particularity of the movie is that it's all played by deaf and mute actors, and it's all in the sign language without any subtitles, without any voiceover. So it is a challenge for a spectator in terms of the perception of the film, or how we are used to perceive a film. So it's a constant kind of a discussion between you and the film, and it's as I said, it's harsh, it's rough, it's very innovative, very original, and that's something which shouldn't be missed.
You just announced that Mel Gibson will be your main star this year. Laura Dern is also coming. For you, who are the most interesting visitors this year?
Well, I look forward to Mel Gibson's visit for sure, but there is also Franco Nero, who has been just announced and who comes to introduce one of the retrospective films by Elio Petri, Fanny Ardant, of course, many filmmakers. I'm very excited about so many interesting filmmakers coming to introduce their latest movies, such as Bong Joon-ho from Korea, who will introduce Snowpiercer, or Alicia Rohrwacher, the Wonders, who just got the Grand Prix in Cannes, or Andrei Zviagintsev, the most important Russian filmmaker nowadays, who comes to introduce Leviathan. There are many interesting young directors whom we are very excited about, and we hope they will all enjoy the festival.